Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. On this episode of ID the Future, we are delighted to bring you a portion of Michael Denton's brand new book, The Wonder of Water, where he explores the many ways in which water is fit for life on Earth. In this episode, Dr. Denton reads the introduction to his new book.
Before the Bridal Veil Fall. Summer in Yosemite. Standing underneath the bridal veil fall, the spray gently sprinkles your face and refracts the sunlight into a rainbow. The scene in the valley is one of stunning beauty. The sensual symphony of the scene intoxicates. The sound of the falling water, the sweet aroma of the conifers and scents of summer in the air, the feel of the sunlight on your skin, and the sheer visual delight in the beauty of the surroundings. The sheer ice-carved cliffs and the green of the valley floor. We are entranced in a silent reverie at the wondrous harmony of the scene. Curiously, however, the wonder we do perceive when we visit Yosemite and stand spellbound under the fall is only a part of the story. There is another hidden, vital wonder in the scene, which is every bit as wondrous as the vision of the sunlight on the falling waters. It is far less familiar, but it makes possible our standing before the fall and our appreciation of her beauty. It is a wonder that unites us to the waterfall in ways unimagined. Those tumbling waters, and indeed those of every waterfall on Earth, are hard at work eroding the rocks. By this primal activity, ongoing for billions of years, the waters tumbling over a myriad of falls in every region of Earth are playing a key role in leaching minerals from the rocks. Through this process, water provides the vital elements of life for all land-based creatures. Without this vital work performed before our eyes, as these beautiful cascading waters fall to the valley floor, there would be no essential elements and nutrients for life on land. The world would be a barren waste. No one would ever gaze upon the beauty of Yosemite. As we contemplate the beauty of the fall, yet another unseen and very different magic is at work inside our bodies. This one also depends on the unique fitness of water, and it too makes it possible, though in a far more immediate and intimate sense, for us to perceive the scene. The same wonder substance that is eroding those rocks and providing life with essential nutrients and minerals is doing something else. By virtue of another suite of unique chemical and physical properties, talents very different from those it uses in the fall, water provides us and all complex life on Earth with an ideal medium for a circulatory system. With each beat of our heart, water carries to our tissues oxygen and many of those very same nutrients leached from the rocks in the fall. Water also ferries away the waste products of respiration. Carbon dioxide to the lungs and other waste products to the kidneys, and excess heat to the skin, where it is vented from the body. Our vital dependence on those beautiful tumbling waters for life-giving minerals she draws from the rocks and our equally vital dependence on the water coursing through our arteries, carrying many of those same elements around the body, brings us face to face with a revelation as extraordinary as any other in any domain of science. The one substance, water, is uniquely fit to serve two utterly different vital ends, ends as different as can be conceived, the erosion of rock and the circulation of the blood. Both are absolutely vital to our existence. No other substance in nature comes close to having the essential set of properties needed to do these two jobs. If water served only these two very different vital ends, it would be miracle enough. But as we shall see also in the chapters ahead, water's unique fitness for life on Earth involves a vast ensemble of additional elements of fitness, serving a vast inventory of diverse vital ends. These include the formation of the Earth itself, formation of the oceans, climate moderation and the hydrological cycle, tectonic plate movement, continent formation, and photosynthesis. The unique properties of water are also needed to make soil, cool the human body, fold proteins, and form cell membranes. Water enables phenomena and processes that unfold on vastly different spatial and temporal scales, from thousands of kilometers and millions of years down to nanometers and milliseconds. The purpose of this book is to tell the untold story of water's vast web of unique and diverse properties, properties that are indispensable for terrestrial life. The chapters ahead show that these many properties reveal a transcendent, biocentric unity in the fabric of nature. They reveal that life on Earth, including humankind, is not mere cosmic happenstance. Through its magic, water sings a universal song of life, and in its special fitness for human physiology, it sings a special song of man. The properties of water show that beings with our biology do indeed occupy a special central place in the order of nature, and that the blueprint for life was present in the properties of matter from the moment of creation. We may have been displaced from the spatial center of the universe, but not its teleological center. In the properties of water, the so-called Copernican principle is well and truly overturned.
That was Dr. Michael Denton reading a portion of his new book, The Wonder of Water. The book is available for sale on Amazon.com and at DiscoveryInstitutePress.org. For ID the Future, I'm Robert Crowther. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.